You're listening to the Whatcom Report, a Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce program in partnership with KGMI.
Good morning, Whatcom County. I am your host, Guy Trigrasso, President and CEO of the Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce, and this is the Whatcom Report. This morning, we have what I think is going to be an interesting show, a fun show, a little bit of a logistical fun for Clay and I here to get through. And so as many of you know, we are in the midst of election season and on the federal level, state level, local level. So there's a lot of opportunities that exist in our community and this great country over the next couple of months as we determine the future and where all of us or some of us want the communities and country to go. And so today we have a really, interesting show. It's one of the positions that is a county-wide election. And I think it's one of those positions that not too many community residents understand or maybe even think about on a regular basis, and that's the prosecuting attorney. So we have both candidates for office in studio this morning, and we're just going to get to know them a little bit better, understand why they're running, what are the issues from their perspective, and hopefully educate all of us on what are those important pieces that we need to know going forward. So grab a cup of coffee and stick around, and we'll be right back.
There is a certain kind of pride that comes with making things. Knowing that at the end of the day, you have produced something that will be used by millions of people around the world. At Alcoa, we feel that pride every day. Our manufacturing facility in Ferndale produces aluminum, one of the most recyclable materials in the world. It is a good time to be part of Alcoa. Alcoa, the element of possibility.
To find out more about Alcoa, visit www.alcoa.com.
Barron Heating and Air Conditioning believes in being involved in the community and is proud to support local high school athletics. This year, it'll award a $1,000 grant at the end of the regular football season to one area high school. In each game broadcast during the regular season by the Cascade Radio Group, a player from each team will be chosen as that team's game changer. And each player's school will receive an entry for the $1,000 grant on behalf of its game changer. Barron and the Cascade Radio Group salute all high school athletes and the schools and adults that support them.
You're in a hurry, on a deadline, and suddenly traffic comes to a screeching halt. Nothing's more frustrating than being caught in an unexpected traffic jam. Depend on KGMI traffic alerts to keep you cruising to your destination. We'll tell you about traffic slowdowns you should avoid, and if you're in a jam, how to get out of it. And if you see problems on the road, give us a call, 676-5464, so we can spread the word. KGMI, News Talk 790 and 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
Next up on our Whatcom Report is the Business Brief.
Things that are happening around town this week and coming up. Bellingham Idol continues its fifth week at Rumors Cabaret. There are 6 weeks left until we announce a $1,000 winner. And competition continues on every Thursday at 9 p.m. and will wrap up in mid-November, so don't miss out on that. Downtown Art Walk is on Friday evening from 6 to 10 p.m. and brought to you by Downtown Business Partnership. Bellingham also has the best artists, I think, in town. And you can see them from 6 to 10 p.m. in downtown all through the area. So I encourage you to go to downtown and check out the Bellingham artwork. There's a brand new community digital reader board that was just installed and brought to you by Dewey Griffin Subaru. Their goal is to be more community involved and share positive things that are happening around the area and support those things as well. They're doing great things, and I had the opportunity to talk to them today. To learn more about them and see what they're doing, be sure to check out Dewey Griffin Subaru on Iowa Street and reach out to them to know how to get on that community board. The ceramic studio at Jansen Art Center will be hosting its annual ice cream fundraiser to benefit the studio on Saturday, October 13th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Ceramic artists and students have been making bowls, which will be on sale for $10 each. Get your bowls filled with delicious ice cream, or if you prefer, just to get a scoop of ice cream for $5. All donations and monies raised will be support the ceramic studio, providing artists a space to create bowls, vases, sculptures, and more. It should be fun with a free treat, so to go along with something great, so stop by the Jansen Art Studio on October 13th to get a scoop on all the action, and hope to see you there. The Northwest Business Conference and Expo will be hosted by Business Pulse Magazine and Whatcom Business Alliance, and that will be held on October 24th at the Four Seasons. To learn more about that, the speakers and purchase prices and events, be sure to check out www.whatcombusinessalliance.com. This is sponsored by Peace Health. Spring Hill Suites is to host their fifth annual Art for Local, and this will be happening on October 25th. Come get inspired during Spring Hill Suites Art for Local and Save Art Month. Spring Hill Suites will bring the local art scene and hotel guests and the surrounding community during its fifth annual art night on Thursday, October 25th, starting at 5:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. The hotel will be celebrating its fifth birthday, and a cake will be there for everybody. October is also National Arts and Humanities Month, so it's a perfect time for hotel guests and community members to make a donation that will go towards purchasing art kits for Cordata Elementary School. Donations in excess of $20 will also receive a special gift, and Spring Hill Suites Bellingham is proudly donated $2,000 each year for the past 4 years to local schools. If you can't make it to Art Night on Thursday, October 25th from 5:30 to 8:30, you can always drop by the Spring Hill Suites anytime through the end of the year to make your contribution to supporting arts at Cordata Elementary. Spring Hill Suites is located, it's a Marriott property. It's located at 4040 Northwest Avenue, Bellingham, Washington. And for more information, you can always reach out to Keith Coleman at 360-714-9600 or keith.coleman@marriott.com. If you're a business, nonprofit, or educator in Whatcom County, they are looking for high schoolers to explore a career in their communities. So join the Whatcom Business Alliance Youth Engagement Initiative efforts. To learn more about that, go to whatcombusinessalliance.com/youth-engagement. Don't forget to vote. General election is on November 6. It is important that you register more than ever. It is your job and your responsibility. Finally, multifamily projects are on the rise. Multifamily residential construction is increasing in Bellingham this year. According to the City of Bellingham, it has issued building permits through August for 335 apartments, condominiums, or duplex units, almost as many as the permits for 353 units in those categories in 2017 and more than 332 units in 2016. However, the number of building permits for single-family housing totaled only 133 through August compared to permits for 219 in all of 2017. This has been Kevin Coleman with your weekly updates. Hope you have a stellar week, and remember to be the ripple of positivity.
Host today, Guy Achigrasso, President and CEO of the Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce. And as promised, we're here with one of our candidates for a prosecuting attorney, Mr. James Erb. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here up on an early Sunday morning. Let's just start off and tell us about yourself.
Sure thing. Well, thanks a lot for having me here, Guy.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate the opportunity. My name is James Erb. I'm running to be your next Whatcom County prosecutor because I believe it's time for a real change in leadership and approach in this important office. I am an attorney. I've been practicing law for about 14 years at state, tribal, and city governments. I have both criminal and civil legal experience. And a little bit about myself. I'm a husband and a father. I've got two young boys at home right now, 8 and almost 6 years old. My wife is also an attorney.
Okay.
And so... We moved out here in 2007. We met when we were working in a prosecutor's office together down in Florida. We moved out here together back in 2007, and we just love it here in Whatcom County. Our kids were born at St. Joseph Hospital, so when they get to be a little bit older and people ask where they're from, they'll be able to say we're from Bellingham and be truthful about that, not be just transplants like we are.
Hey, I think so many of us are just transplants, but yeah, great. I think many of us are. One of the things you'd mentioned is like you wanted to see real change, and that was kind of my next question, is why did you choose to run?
Well, over the last 3 years, as you know, we've been asked twice to raise our taxes to build a big, expensive jail out in Ferndale. And as a former criminal prosecutor, I understand the unique role that the prosecuting attorney plays in basically putting people in that jail.
Mm-hmm.
We have an over-incarceration problem here in Whatcom County where we're incarcerating at a rate 16% higher than the statewide average.
Okay. And why do you think that is?
I think it's because of the discretion or lack of discretion that's used by our prosecuting attorney's office around non-serious and non-violent crimes. I think we're charging too many people with crimes that are, you know, more social behaviors or misbehaviors rather than criminal behaviors. We have people in the jail because they're poor, because they have substance abuse problems, or because they have untreated mental illness.
Okay. The and what is, what would be kind of like, I guess, looking forward, like if you were to win, how would some of those things change? Because for someone that's very, I'm going to use the word novice on this subject, it seems like that's a very integrated system that exists. And so how do you go about changing that?
Well, that's a great question. It's actually not just one system, but multiple systems that we need to work together as a community to try to solve. And so the first and paramount responsibility of the prosecutor is really to work to ensure public safety, keeping the community safe by prosecuting serious crimes and violent offenders. And I have the experience to be able to do that and to work to make sure that we're doing that. But beyond that, you know, the prosecuting attorney is also responsible for other things. They've got to provide civil legal advice and representation to the county executive, the county council, and all the department heads and staff there. And that's the same type of work I've been doing for the city of Bellingham over the past 8 years. And there's also a statutory mandate for the prosecuting attorney to constantly seek to improve substantive and procedural flaws in our criminal justice system. And so I have a pretty clear vision about what I'd like to do around that as well, which gets back to your question of, you know, how do you do all these things, right? Yeah, and so over the last 2 years plus, we've had the Whatcom County Incarceration Prevention and Reduction Task Force that was constituted as kind of a multidisciplinary task force to come up with recommendations, really effective strategies that have been used by other communities such as ours to safely reduce their jail populations.
Okay, and is this committee, task force, is it like who, is it attorneys on it? Is it people that are just interested in criminal justice or those that are employed and that understand it? I mean, both?
Both. Okay. Yeah, all of the above. It's really, I think there are about 24 people on there. There are community members represented. There's law enforcement is represented. The prosecutor's office is represented. The defense bar is represented. We've got nonprofits represented, people from the mental health community represented. So, I mean, it's just a very large task force, really, because it's a pretty big job to try to change how we're approaching some of these issues here in our community. And unfortunately, the current leadership of the prosecutor's office hasn't been a true partner in that work. Mm-hmm. And so we've had some opportunities that we missed. And I'm looking forward to working with that task force to implement some of those effective solutions to safely reduce our jail population. Because I do understand that there are some people being held in our jail that are dangerous to our community and that do need to be held there for public safety. But there are a lot of people that we could safely release from the jail.
Got it. Well, stay tuned. We're going to continue the conversation right after the break.
I'm talking with Bob Crane, CEO of the C. Crane Radio Company. Bob, your C. Crane radios are the best in the industry for AM reception. What makes your radios so good?
Well, thanks. For one thing, we have the twin coil ferrite AM tuning system. It's patented, and that's what gives superior AM reception.
Wow. So your antenna has unique technology.
There's nothing like it out there.
And it's great for getting amazing reception here on KGMI.
That's right.
Bob, you've got other great features on the C. Crane radio. Headphone jack, line-in jack for music players, bass and treble knobs, a handle, battery for portable use, and a lighted display. Bob, really nice job on these radios.
We love radio as much as any radio listener.
Folks, everyone needs to have a great radio for your home, the office, the garage, and for emergencies. And the C. Crane radio is excellent for FM and, yes, AM. For listening to great stations like KGMI. Bob, can you give our listeners a deal on your radios?
You bet. Right now, for your listeners, it's the CC Radio EP Pro. Great for picking up this station with clear reception. It's just $89.99 with free standard shipping. Just go to ccrane.com. That's ccrane.com.
And make sure you enter promo code BHAM for free standard shipping.
That's right. Go to ccrane.com and get your radio today.
Thanks, Bob. That's ccrane.com and promo code BHAM.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI News Talk 790 or the Cascade Radio Group.
Welcome back to the Whatcom Report. We're here with Mr. James Erb, candidate for the prosecuting attorney's office. And we're chatting about kind of reasons why you chose to run, some of the things that you wanted to do. And as a chamber of commerce and as a chamber show, one of the things that I'm always curious about is how does this position impact the business community? Like, what are those impacts?
Well, there are a few different impacts on the business community. I mean, there's impacts in the city, particularly, you know, we see a population of people that are being underserved or not served adequately by our criminal justice and other systems that are living on the streets. You know, mm-hmm. the homelessness issue downtown Bellingham, for example, is something I've heard a lot about from some of the members of the business community. And they want to see some more effective solutions mm-hmm. to addressing the problem of homelessness in our community so that we can get some of these people off the streets and off the sidewalks. And so I've had conversations with multiple people, business leaders in our community around that, what we can do as a prosecutor's office to try mm-hmm. to change our approach to prosecuting some of those low-level offenses and really criminalizing poverty. There are a lot right. of people, exactly, so there are a lot of people in the jail, for example, who are there because they're too poor to mm-hmm. afford to pay bail and get themselves out of the jail, even if the crimes for which they're sitting right. in jail are relatively minor and nonviolent. Mm-hmm. And so that's something we need to work on. It's costly. Incredibly costly yeah. and incredibly ineffective to lock people up mm-hmm. Just because they're poor.
Got it. And so kind of what you were mentioning just now and in the previous segment is, you know, changing some of those policies. Like, so what are those policies that, you know, I would say that reduce the number of, what do you say, unneeded incarcerations? What are some of those things that maybe other communities have done that if you were elected, you would say, this is what we need to investigate?
Yeah, well, first, it's important to note that the prosecuting attorney has enormous discretion to decide mm-hmm. in the first instance who's going to be charged with a crime, whether they're going to be charged with a felony or a misdemeanor, whether they're going to be given the opportunity for diversion or to go into, for example, the county's therapeutic drug court or the mental health court.
Mm-hmm.
So the prosecutor is the person who's deciding whether or not a person is going to be charged with a crime in the first place. And that gives the prosecuting attorney enormous power to make a real impact and who is going into the jail and what for. For example, here in Whatcom County, we are still charging people with substance abuse disorder for residue cases, which means situations where an addict comes into contact with law enforcement, they have a trace amount of a controlled substance on their person. Mm-hmm. And if that controlled substance is considered a felony level substance, then they'll be charged with a felony and run through our criminal justice system, even though mm-hmm. they're clearly an addict
mm-hmm.
And they could much better benefit from having drug treatment provided mm-hmm. to them. So that's one example is stop charging those nonviolent offenses right. that are really, you know, treating substance abuse disorder as a health issue rather than a criminal justice issue is one example.
Yeah.
Here at the city of Bellingham, where I work now, we have successfully expanded the use of electronic home monitoring in lieu of pretrial incarceration to save over $1 million in 1 year. It costs okay. about $15 a day to have somebody who, again, is nonviolent, wearing mm-hmm. a GPS tracking device released from the jail while they're mm-hmm. waiting the resolution of their charges versus having them held in the jail, which can cost up to $130 mm-hmm. a day.
And is that what a lot of the inmates, a lot of the incarcerations are people just pre-trial?
Yes, okay. that's right. Six out of 10 people in the jail on any given day are being held before their charges have been resolved.
Okay. And so kind of looking at, you know, the little bit of knowledge that I have as it really impacts the business community, but just our community in general, is I see a lot of kind of mimicking what you're saying is substance abuse issues, mental health issues. How do we resolve? Like, how do we fix that? Because you're saying this isn't a criminal activity. This isn't a criminal resolution. But, you know, how do we fix that piece?
Yeah, and thankfully there's a lot of smart people working on the task force that come up with those solutions to actually fix this thing. Because one of the problems around mental illness, for example, is that we know that we don't have enough community-based mental health treatment options
right.
for people. And so that is a need that we have in our community. And we have a choice as mm-hmm. a community to decide how we're going to address some of these issues. And for example, let's take mental illness. We can choose to invest in more community-based mental health treatment options for people suffering with mental illness. Or we can continue doing things the same way where we incarcerate these people over mm-hmm. and over again for, you know, coming into contact with law enforcement
right.
based mostly on their mental illness. And so, you know, we can't effectively treat people with mental illness in the county jail. And building a bigger jail isn't going to make that math work any better.
Right. Not unless it is a completely separated center treatment triage plan.
Right.
Got it. And so kind of speaking on the jail a little bit more, so we'd mentioned there was two failed attempts to pass funding for a new jail. Why do you think that happened that way?
Well, I went to a few of the jail listening sessions this year where the county council members went out and spoke to the community about this issue. And I heard, the same kind of things over and over from people in our community, which is that people want different solutions. They want things that are going to work. They want to do what other communities are doing to safely reduce their jail populations, to address some of these underlying issues. Because if we don't effectively address substance abuse or mental illness, for example, we're really not going to see a dent in that jail population. So continuing to lock people up is one way to go, but it's not the way that our community, or at least the most of our community members, want to go. We want to see more effective solutions. We want to see real change.
Yeah, and if that's been our plan for some time, I don't know if it's working.
Exactly. And we've seen this in this community and across our country, is if we refuse to kind of address the issues the way that we could, a way that is effective and both cost effective and will lead to better outcomes, then what we end up with is this mass incarceration issue where we're just locking up more and more people. It's incredibly expensive, and it is the least effective thing that we can actually do
to
reduce crime.
And is it a lot of the same offenders or the same residents of the jail that we see?
That's true. We see a lot of recidivism here locally, particularly around people who suffer with mental illness, who there's a cycle that they go through. If you talk to some of the mental health professionals in the community where they get arrested, they're in the jail, they're deemed incompetent, they have to be restored, they can't be, their charges dismissed, and they're put back out on the street. And then within a couple of weeks, they'll get arrested, and they'll go through the whole thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And so that's just one example of the problems we're seeing.
So before our next break, just kind of in conclusion, I would say, why should someone vote for you?
Well, as I said at the beginning, we've had the same leadership in this office for 44 years, and we have an opportunity in our community to make a real change, make a clean break from the past, and move us in a better direction. I want to address some of the issues that are causing the spike in our jail population and the rise in our jail population so that we don't have to ask the community a third time to raise their taxes to build a bigger jail out in the county.
Got it. Well, James, thank you so much for being on the show with me this morning, and have a great day and good luck in November.
Thank you, Guy.
As a nurse, I support Pinky Vargas for state senate because she will work to lower health insurance premiums, and Pinky will work to make health care more affordable and accessible to families.
Planned Parenthood supports Pinky Vargas because Pinky will keep the government out of women's health care decisions. As a woman, she's definitely got my vote.
As a construction worker, I support Pinky Vargas because she'll be a voice for our local economy. Pinky Vargas will lead the effort to invest in our local roads and bridges to create family wage jobs here in Whatcom County.
Hi, I'm Pinky Vargas. I was raised on a farm in a big family where I learned the values of hard work and building a strong community. I'm running for state senate because I want an economy that works for Whatcom County, not just the special interests. We want our families and communities to thrive. So let's work together on solutions, because I think it's time to put people first.
Paid for by friends of Pinky Vargas, Democrat.
With a Medicare Advantage plan, you get more extra benefits that original Medicare doesn't cover. And with a Community Health First plan, we offer benefits you really want: dental, vision, hearing aids, prescription drugs, transportation, and gym memberships. Don't settle for any plan. Get more with a Community Health First Medicare Advantage plan from Community Health Plan of Washington. Enroll before December 7th at communityhealthfirst.org.
Listen each Saturday morning to Radio Real Estate, hosted by local real estate expert Mike Kent.
Just because we're headed into fall doesn't mean that's what the real estate market is doing. In fact, it is busier than ever, and it's more important than ever to stay in tune with what's happening in Whatcom County real estate. Join me this Saturday.
Sponsored by Bank of the Pacific, Linden Sheet Metal, Pacific Northwest Homes Magazine, and Windermere Real Estate. Each Saturday at 10 on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.
KGMI News Update.
I'm Clay Willison.
Voters in Washington State will decide the fate of an initiative that seeks to curb gun violence by toughening background checks for people buying semi-automatic rifles, increasing the age limit to 21 for buyers of those guns, and requiring safe storage of all firearms. Kristen Ellingbow, spokeswoman for the Yes on 1639 campaign, says our goal is to make our schools and communities safer with a common sense measure. Ellen Gottlieb, founder of the Bellevue-based Second Amendment Foundation, said forcing gun owners to lock away their firearms could put them in danger. A divided Washington Supreme Court has ruled in an opinion that children who have been taken from their homes by the state do not have an automatic right to an attorney who represents their rights and their rights alone in a dependency court. The Seattle Times reports that the majority court on Thursday also established in a ruling criteria for family court judges to consider when deciding whether to appoint a lawyer to children who are involved in dependency cases. Washington is among the minority of states who do not assign legal counsel automatically to children in dependency cases. Hotel Bellingham is getting a multi-million-dollar facelift. Providence Hospitality Partners of Denver, the same group who owns the Four Points Hotel by the Lakeway Fred Meyer, acquired Hotel Bellingham near the airport in May. Hotel Bellingham announced Friday that it will soon become a Best Western Plus property. General Manager Dana Weber says they're upgrading furniture, TVs, and bedding, as well as tripling the size of their fitness center, adding an outdoor fire pit, replacing carpeting, and improving the hotel's exterior. She says the renovations are estimated to be finished by December 31st. Home prices in Whatcom County have increased again. KGMI's Lauren Murphy has more.
Owner of Mulyot Group Realtors, Troy Mulyot, says the median sales price of a Whatcom County home is up nearly 12% from last year thanks to continued high demand for houses in Bellingham. Bellingham, Linden, and Ferndale all experienced an increase in home prices from last year. Bellingham is up nearly 16%, Linden 2%, and Ferndale 10%. Mulyot says it's taking less time to sell a home now, and the average time on the market for a Bellingham home was only 28 days in the third quarter. Lauren Murphy, KGMI News.
It shouldn't be a surprise that Linden made the list of the 20 safest Washington cities in 2018, KGMI's Joe Tian reports.
Online consumer advocacy group Safewise looked at crime data and found Linden is the fifth safest city in the state, with less than one violent crime and fewer than 10 property crimes per 1,000 residents. Linden was the only Whatcom County city that made the list. Two Skagit County cities made the list, Cedar-Wooley at number 7 and Anacortes at 13. Safewise says Washington is a pretty safe state, too, with a crime rate that's 23% lower than the national average. Joe Tian, KGMI News.
New research finds more evidence that antibiotics are being overprescribed. CBS News correspondent Pam Coulter explains.
The study found doctors and other clinicians prescribe antibiotics without an infection-related diagnosis nearly half the time, and they ordered prescriptions for one in five patients they didn't see in person. Via Skype, lead researcher Dr. Jeffrey Linder says the medicine was given out for things it doesn't help anyway.
Overwhelmingly, it's for cold and flu symptoms. So a cough, cold symptoms, flu symptoms, fever, muscle aches.
He said the overuse of antibiotics will lead to large numbers of people with untreatable infections. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
KGMI Sports.
Miles Gaskin rushed for 116 yards and two touchdowns. Jake Browning passed for 265 yards, and number 10 Washington beat UCLA 31-24 yesterday. Washington took a 31-17 lead with a 12-play, 81-yard drive that took 6:45 off the clock and ended the with Gaskin's one-yard TD on a direct snap with 3:42 remaining. Joshua Kelly scored on a two-yard run with 1:38 left, and the Bruins attempted an onside kick, but Washington recovered and ran out the clock. When Washington State fell behind on Saturday, the Cougars' offense responded, and that's part of the team's mindset, said quarterback Gardner Minshew II. Minshew threw for 430 yards and five touchdowns as Washington State scored 28 straight second-half points to beat Oregon State 56-37 last night. Tay Martin had 119 yards receiving and two touchdowns, and James Williams added 134 yards from scrimmage and a receiving touchdown for the Cougars. Your KGMI dependable forecast. Today we've got a couple of afternoon showers and a high of 56. Tonight, plenty of clouds, a brief shower or two this evening and a low of 46. And Monday, mostly cloudy, spotty showers and a high of 57. I'm Clay Willison with KGMI News.
Welcome back to the Whatcom Report. I'm your host, Guy Trugrasso, President and CEO of the Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce. And as promised, we have the second candidate for the prosecuting attorney's office, Mr. Eric Ritchie. Thank you so much for being in studio with me this morning on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday Whatcom County morning. And so let's kick it off and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you for having me here. This is really great. I'm excited to be talking about this race. This is something that I've been looking forward to for a long time. My name is Eric Ritchie. I am the Chief Criminal Deputy Prosecutor for Whatcom County. I've been in this position for 5 years. I've been in the Whatcom County Prosecutor's Office for 25 years.
Oh, wow.
That's right. I've handled a lot of serious cases over the years. And in fact, as the Chief Criminal Deputy Prosecutor, that's what I do. I handle serious cases such as murder, rape, and serious assault. I've been a longtime member of the community here in Whatcom County. I first came here in 1983 because I went to Western Washington University. I'm from the Seattle area, and after going to Western, I stayed for a little while and then went to law school in Oregon.
Okay.
Came back here to Whatcom County for my very first real job in the Whatcom County Prosecutor's Office, and I've been there ever since.
Oh, nice. So, a sidebar, because I think that's an interesting concept. And so, being that you're running for, I guess, what would have been your boss's position for the last couple of years or number of years, do you think that that's a benefit?
I absolutely think it's a benefit, because working in the prosecutor's office and working with the people that I've been working with has allowed me to develop a lot of relationships, good relationships with the people who do the work. And having those relationships is really important when we're talking about making some changes, because a lot of people in the system don't want to see changes.
Okay.
But yet, when we talk about changes and some of the things that I'm planning, they trust me. They trust me because they've worked with me, and they know that I'll be making reasonable and measured changes to make sure that the criminal justice system works better.
Got it. And so, the next question would be, why did you choose to run? It sounds like that's a big piece of why you chose to run. What would some of those changes be? As someone that's kind of a novice to the system.
Right. So some of the changes first off, I want to say that we've done a real good job in the Whatcom County Prosecutor's Office handling a lot of things. And what I'm talking about is serious cases. We've had a lot of serious cases. In fact, you may not be aware of this, but we just had a murder in our community yesterday. These are things that we deal with regularly. In fact, I got a phone call from the detectives, and we talked about some of the evidence collection and what we should be doing going forward in this case. These are the things that we've been doing for a long time. Again, with important relationships and working together. Now, some of the changes that I think we need to make are taking care of some of our low-level offenders. We have a lot of folks that are possessing low amounts of drugs such as heroin and methamphetamine, and we need to treat this as a health issue instead of a criminal justice issue when we can. Now, a lot of these people, I believe, need treatment rather than incarceration. And I think that's really important, because I think that's going to protect our community better in the long run. But one thing that people may not be aware of is that people often don't want treatment. People out there using these drugs don't want treatment, and it takes a little bit of force to make them do it. And sometimes that's where the criminal justice system can help.
Got it. Well, we are at our first break, and so when we get back, we'll kind of continue the conversation and go into some of the details of the policies that you're interested at reviewing, and so stay tuned.
Great, thank you.
This Northwest fall weather sure keeps us on our toes. One day, we're layering on the warm coats and making a comforting pot of chili, and the next, we're back in shorts and grilling up something delicious for our friends. Rain or shine, Hagen has the season covered with everything you need to top your grill and fill your soup pot. Stop in and stock up with all the best deals on your family's favorites. This week, Hagen's Butcher Shop has double R Ranch USDA Choice Flank Steaks for $5.99 a pound and lean ground sirloin, perfect for chili or burgers, for $3.99 a pound. Look for lots more deals and coupons in the weekly flyer. Your Hagen store is full of great deals this week, no matter what the weather. Prices valid through October 9th. Some restrictions may apply.
Did you know that 1 in 5 kids in Washington State live in a household that struggles to put food on the table? You can help.
Contribute to the Feed the Need Community Food Drive at any Hagen store through October 12th.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-573-9552. That's 800-573-9552. 800-573-9552. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Welcome back to the Whatcom Report. We're here with Mr. Eric Ritchie, candidate for the Prosecuting Attorney's Office. And we were just chatting before the break, and so kind of wanted to go into a little bit more detail is why did you choose to run? I mean, you mentioned that you wanted to do this for a while, and when someone chooses to go through a candidate process, it's got to be for a good reason. This is not a fun process for anybody, I don't believe. So why did you choose to run for this office?
Well, that's a great question, because being a candidate is tough work. It's a lot harder than I ever thought it would be. But the reason why I'm doing it is because as a chief criminal deputy prosecutor, I've been a leader in the office for some time. And I have been asked by people in my office, asked mm-hmm. by people in the community to run, to continue to run the office the way that we have been running it. And what I'm talking about specifically is the serious, treating the serious cases seriously. Okay. This is something that's really important to us. We want to make sure that our community is protected. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of folks don't really worry about what's going on in our prosecutor's office too much, because our community has been very safe, mm-hmm. well, up until recently with this murder that we had yesterday. That,
right.
Again, it's very concerning the way it all went down. But mm-hmm. boy, I'll tell you, it's tough being a candidate, but I'm excited about becoming the policymaker in Whatcom County for the Whatcom County Prosecutor's Office.
Great. And so from that policy perspective, like, what do you think the policies are that are kind of leading a lot of this discussion, and what are those policies that you would engage with and help impact and change?
Right. So these are the things that I kind of talked about a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that we treat people humanely and give them and with dignity. And what I'm talking about is criminal defendants. It's important that we make sure that these folks are, I guess, not just going in and out of the jail and getting low-level felonies. This is not helping anyone
right.
with just that happening. I think it's more important that these people get treatment and yeah. so that they're not committing these crimes. Mm-hmm. The next time around.
Right. So is that something that you see in our community? Is it the similar, maybe even the same people repeating over and over and over again?
Absolutely. And it's okay. really, it's really upsetting to see these people, a lot of these folks, not get out of the system that they've been in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to do better for them.
And how does that happen? Like, how do we create something else to help? Well, or is it something else? I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I'm a novice. So,
well, yeah, there are things that we can do. A lot of things. I mean, right now we have a drug court system where uh-huh. people are allowed to get into drug court and not have criminal charges follow them if they can succeed in treatment. And that's a kind of a carrot and stick program that we have
okay.
for them. And but that's for people that really, really want to get involved in treatment. Again, a lot of the folks that are we're seeing with low-level drug offenses, mm-hmm. they don't want treatment so much. And
yeah.
that's where it's going to take a little bit more effort to get them into treatment.
Okay. And then the I think that was like right into my next question regarding substance abuse and mental health. And so let's talk a little bit about the jail. So the community has had two failed votes on the jail and given – a lot of different reasons why, but what are your thoughts on that? Like, why was that? Why were those decisions made? What do you think? what's an adequate solution?
Right. So it's tough to speculate exactly what it was. Right.
The multiple overall, things.
Right. Why? The overall public decided not to build the jail. And they were provided, you know, the public was provided a lot of information about the jail and why it was needed. I've attended some listening tours that have been put on by the county council over the recent months. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that there were a lot of reasons that people put forward. I think people didn't like that it was in Ferndale. People didn't like the size of it. I think there was an overall idea that if you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
And folks don't want to see mass incarceration. They don't want to see folks, criminal defendants just locked up mm-hmm. without getting treatment. And I think that's the biggest reason why people voted against it.
Okay. Doesn't sound like you guys want that either.
Well, no, I don't want that. I'm glad that we have an opportunity to show the community that we do not need a large jail, because I want to be able to show that we have fewer people incarcerated mm-hmm. before the jail decision is made.
Got it.
But it sounds to me like the county council is gearing up to do something.
Yeah.
And I applaud their efforts that something's going to be done, because I've been in that jail 1,000 times over the 25 years that I've been in the prosecutor's office. And I can tell you that the jail is in need of repair, mm-hmm. if not replacement.
Got it. And so one of the topics that I hear on a regular basis is the pretrial aspects of our system. And so can you explain that, and what – like, how do you view this as kind of a policy dilemma? Is it a policy dilemma? If it is, how do we fix it?
Right. So there are a lot of things going on with bail talks right now. And the Incarceration Prevention Reduction Task Force has been working on a system with a lot of folks in our community to develop a validated risk assessment to determine who should be held on pretrial and who should not be held on pretrial. And that's been done in other communities in our state. And right now, that's being called into question. I think a couple of the places where that's been done, incarceration rates have gone up, which is really not the idea or the plan that they're trying to put together. There's also been other things in other communities, such as California most recently, where they've gotten rid of money bail. And mm-hmm. that the idea there is that poor people should not be held in jail just because they're poor.
Right.
And, you know, conversely, rich people should not be let out just because they're rich.
Yeah.
People should be held in pretrial custody because they're a danger to the community or a severe flight risk.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the system that California has put in place.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that these are discussions that are happening right now here in our state, and I think that that's something really important, something we should be listening to, and something that would benefit our community greatly.
Great. And so kind of as we close out this segment, let's kind of tell everybody why they should vote for you.
Sure. So people should vote for me because I am the candidate that has relationships going that can make the changes happen. This has been a very contentious race so far. In fact, my opponent has been making a lot of comments about my office and about law enforcement. And I can tell you that people are saying that they do not want to work with him. And that's a real concern, because this is a team effort. We need to make sure that we're able to work together to make the changes that we're talking about, to make our criminal justice system work better for everyone and to protect the community.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here with me this morning. Any final thoughts? It's like you've got some notes there.
Well, I do. I have a lot of final thoughts. I'm looking forward to this opportunity. I am excited about working with everyone. I have, I have plans to make these changes, and it's going to be a team effort. The public defender is going to work with me. The private attorneys are going to work with me. And law enforcement is going to work with me. We're going to get changes made that make sense, that are reasonable, and that protect the community better in the long run.
Awesome. Eric, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I have a great day and good luck in November.
Thank you very much.
Join Mark Patrick Hypnosis and stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back.
totally changed my life.
It's amazing.
I don't have any cravings.
You want to quit but have found it impossible? This is the thing for you. I have absolutely no craving. It's the darndest thing I have ever seen in my life.
It's not for entertainment. It's for results.
Do it. It works. Period.
You've tried everything else. You need to come and try this.
Only $49.99 guaranteed. Because don't just cut down, but stop smoking now once and for all. In addition, lose all the weight you want 100% guaranteed with Mark Patrick Hypnosis. Destroy unwanted cravings, late-day eating binges, boredom eating, stress eating. Join the over 500,000 others who have attended and lose weight the Mark Patrick way. That's right, Tuesday, October 9th at the Bellingham Holiday Inn and Suites Hotel, and Wednesday, October 10th at the Mount Vernon Best Western Plus Skagit Valley Inn and Convention Center. Weight loss seminar, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Stop smoking seminar, 8 to 10 p.m. More info at markpatrickseminars.com.
Welcome back to the Whatcom Report. I'm your host today, Guy Achugrasso, President and CEO of the Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce. The Whatcom Report is a program of the chamber in partnership with KGMI News Talk Radio. And we just want to thank everybody for listening. We want to thank James and Eric for coming into the studio and having a conversation with us. This role, and I guess right now would be my rant time since I'm in studio by myself. This is one of the positions in our community that's so important. That's why we made the choice to showcase both of the candidates on today's show, is because all of us in this community, A, need to understand how important it is for us to go out and vote. We have a substantial number of residents in this community that choose not to vote. So it's important that we become educated. And under the prosecuting attorney's role, as we mentioned from both of them, this is a significant role. So thank you so much for listening, and get out there and vote. And I'm sure if you want to put up a sign of somebody, they'll hook you up and be able to get that for you. So thanks so much for listening, and have a great week. Report. This is Guy Achugrasso of the Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce. I'd like to welcome our newest members of the chamber: Ashley Home Store, Bellingham Yacht Club, Seeking Health, Apple Pediatric Dentistry, Remax of Whatcom County, Pete Hallett, Mount Baker Care Center, and Harmony Musical Productions. Here's some of the events we've got coming up. The next monthly networking breakfast will be held on Friday, October 12th from 7 to 9 a.m. at Northwood Hall. The October breakfast is sponsored by Home Attendant Care. RSVP on our events calendar at business.bellingham.com/events. And later that evening, we'll be celebrating our dynamic young professionals in Whatcom County at the Top 7 Under 40 Awards celebration, and that's Friday, October 12th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Whatcom Museum Lightcatcher Building. Attendance is free, but RSVP is required. Go to the bbj.com/top7under40 for more info. Join us at the next Business After Business, sponsored by Lummi Indian Business Council, and it'll be held in the Tower Room of the Silver Reef Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Everyone is welcome to this free event. The final Chamber Speaker Series of 2018 will be on short-term housing. The speakers will include Peter Frazier, Keith Coleman, Sandy Ward, and Iris Mott Gibson, and will be held at the Bellingham Golf and Country Club on Tuesday, October 30th from 12 to noon p.m. We'll learn more about the new nutritional program being offered at Care Medical Group on Monday, November 5th from 6 to 8 p.m. This event is open to the public and RSVPs are requested. For more information or to register for events, go to the event calendar at business.bellingham.com/event. And don't forget that you can listen to our show at any time. Just go to the KGMI podcast page. This is Guy Achugrasso for the Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for listening.